Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
Let's Jamie, hit it. I know this is the bit you missed the most, so we're going to get right into it.
Okay,
I'm going to read some pop culture headlines. Jamie and Brian are going to have to decide whether to stay on it or swipe on to the next one. Parker, you have been stripped of your powers, and you've been given your ordinary ones.
Yeah, Jamie, you should have seen it. His head, it was like the Grinch's heart. Just his head grew four sizes last week.
I have a voice.
What am I going
to
do?
You have to use it a couple times. All right. Story number one, MMA fans disappointed this weekend.
I want to hear your story because I watched it and I am one of them.
We'll stay.
The big Netflix fight on Saturday night was between Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano, ending in just 17 seconds.
Wow.
After Rousey put her in an armbar and made Carano tap out. Now, Rousey collected a guaranteed $2.2 million for the fight. Carano made just over $1 million. So, Brian, I'm glad you gave me that interesting tidbit because I had a question in here for all the fight fans that are listening.
Yes,
so this question's directly for you. Why do you even pay for this? Don't you feel like you know that you're going to get scammed out of it, especially for these...
I didn't pay for it. It was on Netflix. So I pay for Netflix, but I didn't pay for Netflix for this fight. And I didn't watch the whole thing because the event, this Jake Paul event, started at 8 o'clock. And it went, Gina Carano and Ronda Rousey's fight started at 11:10. The only reason I saw it was because Debbie went to bed and I was like, oh, I wonder if the fight happened yet. No, it had not. So I don't... Normally, I don't. And the only reason I wanted to watch this was because there was hype and everybody else was asleep. So it didn't surprise me that the fight ended the way it did. That's how most of Ronda Rousey's fights, eight of her fights ended within the first minute because of this armbar deal.
Right.
But it was a very anticlimactic end to what was an overhyped evening of, you know, chest pounding and Jake Paul's idiocy. And
aren't those events usually overhyped?
Yes. I mean, that's what I mean.
I just don't understand why people continue to get sucked into this because
like I said, everybody was asleep and it was 11 o'clock and I was like, let me see.
Yeah.
And it didn't take up a lot of my time. It took up 17 seconds of my night.
This one I get a little bit more, but I feel like whenever I see Netflix is hosting a fight now, I know it's just a cash grab.
Yeah.
Were they able to keep this one up longer? Because when Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fought a year ago or so?
Oh, I forgot.
Netflix just kept crashing because they'd never done a live event like that.
It
and
was,
they couldn't keep it. Like,
oh, no, it was, there was all kind of, it was good. I mean, the production value was
so
good. Every time
a thing
I checked
two.
In, they had videos, they had the whole thing, but it was still, I was like, eh. All right. So anyway, story number two.
Another U.S. tour is canceled.
Just from like Parker's family is not going on a vacation. Is that what
another U.S. tour is canceled?
All right, now you got me. I'll stay.
Do I care? I'm gonna say swipe just so we can get Parker involved.
Parker
and his head can go swell back up.
Oh, I'm not gonna know who it is anyway. Swipe.
All right, good.
I fair enough. America's quarterback is in relationship trouble.
Oh,
America's quarterback.
All right.
America's quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
I'll stay. Aaron this Rogers? Seems Could this seems like some Brady? Drama.
Yeah, I'll stay.
I want to
know who America's
is
quarterback
is.
Come
on, America's team, Brian, the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh. Well, I knew that was America's team.
Dak Prescott.
This is America's quarterback, Dak Prescott.
Is he, though? All right.
What's his
Cowboys fans.
He was seen buddying up with his ex-fiance's friend during a pro bull riders event in Fort Worth on Friday.
All right, that whole sentence is crazy.
Yup, it gets better. Hold on, you're not going to believe this is going to get better.
I bet.
Prescott was engaged to Sarah Jane Ramos. They broke off their engagement earlier this year. Now he's having to deny being involved with what would have been a bridesmaid at his wedding.
Oh, yikes.
Now, this is where it gets even better. TMZ got a hold of the friend's phone number that was seen with Prescott.
Oh.
And they called and asked if she was dating Dak Prescott. To which she said, 1 second, and handed the phone over to Dak Prescott.
Oh!
That's awesome.
He said they are not dating.
Which was news to her.
The two have been friends for years, and there's nothing going on between them.
Oh, she's
end
just consoling him. She's just consoling him. That's
but
all.
They didn't tell you that phone call was at 3 a.m.
Right.
Witnesses, there was a rustling of sheets.
Witnesses have said that it didn't look like they were just friends, but that's all we know for now.
So there may or may not have been canoodling.
Wow. So it's not as obvious as Vrabel and Rossini. Okay, got it.
No, not nearly as bad. I hope Dak learned his lesson from Mike.
Yes, we hope so. Wow.
Parker, how much time we got?
Quick one.
About a minute.
About a minute.
Minute. Hollywood starts to politically fracture.
Oh, yes. Stay.
We have a message from Chelsea Handler about Spencer Pratt.
If you're seeing this video, this is a reminder that a straight white male, former reality star that has no previous experience in government should not be a legitimate political candidate. Have we learned anything yet? The bar is on the floor, people, and I need you to jump over it. Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
That came from Handler's Instagram message, and now Pratt's calling her out by reposting a joke from the Kevin Hart roast, joking about the time she went to a Jeff Epstein dinner party. The LA mayoral race is already off to a hot start, and it's just going to be a black eye on the country.
But she's right.
She's right.
She is
100%
not
wrong. Right.
And Trump, as of this morning, is weighing whether or not he endorses Pratt.
Oh,
what a world.
Yeah,
what a time to be alive. That's Swiper's Stay, guys. Welcome back, Jamie.
What a time to be alive.